Once more we come back to the tale. When indeed did we go forth from the tale? If we come to ignorance, that is his prison. And if we come to knowledge, that is his palace. And if we come to sleep, we are his intoxicated ones. And if to wakefulness, we are in his hands. And if we weep, we are a cloud laden with the bounty dispensed by him. And if we laugh, at that time we are his lightning. And if to wrath and war, 'tis the reflection of his might. And if to peace and forgiveness, 'tis the reflection of his love. Who are we in this tangled world? What indeed hath he like Alif? Nothing, nothing.
Did you hear it? What was the story? He said, let's go back to the story, although we are always in the story. Then he said something. First of all, this is one paragraph. Okay. Let's compare this paragraph to the previous one and the next one. You will see this is a very extremely short paragraph. So he isolated it. How? What was the title? Commentary. Remember I talked about commentary. I said a good teacher knows that when you're explaining something, you need two things. When the argument is somewhere special, you need to bring in some other examples to clarify what you want to explain, or give some other references for me to go and search, right? Do the research. And in addition to all this, you could give me, if there is a part missing in your discourse, you will give it to me, right? Here the commentary is like that. We were talking about something. What was that in the last paragraph? Do you remember how did you start the last paragraph? Literally, he said, consider this, that God's will is going and your will is going. Look at yours. Yours exists, okay? He was talking about this. And he emphasized that, oh, this is intellectual, blah, 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 blah. This is nonsense. This is, okay, primary. We have to talk about this. So he talked a lot about your part, right? What is missing here? There is his part. We don't say his will is not here. He brought a paragraph about his part. He said, listen, deep down, whatever we do is his will. Deep down, if we are in the prison, this is his prison. I mean, if we are ignorant, we are in his prison. If we are happy, we are in his garden. Means, we will not forget that exception. Whenever we come to the logic, and logically we talk about something, he will add something to it that, well, at the end, we are nothing like Alif. What is Alif? Alif is the beginning of alphabet. And they call it someone who has nothing, because it's a vertical line with nothing. And they say this is the magical stuff, that this nothingness is the beginning of everything. This Aleph who has nothing, with its movement and changes and additions, will make the others. The rest will come after this. So this is the foundation of alphabet. So it is the foundation, but he has nothing, right? We are like that. We are the foundation. We are the alif. We are the A of the new alphabet. But we have nothing. Everything is given to us. It's his spirit which is in me. Remember, it's his breath in me. So we are not... You are not talking about us being something. We have nothing. We don't mean we are nothing. We have nothing. And who are we in this complex, twisted existence? We are like this Aleph. By itself, it doesn't have anything. But it plays the major role in talking. That's what we are. Dramatically means, do not forget the other part. Let's come back to the next question.
How the ambassador asked Umar, may God be well pleased with him, concerning the cause of tribulation suffered by spirits in these bodies of clay.
This is your second question, remember. This guy is you. Each one of you, right? And your question is always, how, then, why? You want to know how something is done, then you want to know the use of it. It's not the opposite. It's not that you want something useful and you will try to learn to use it. It's not that you will find a tool and you will learn how to use it. The animal will do that. They find a tool and they use it. So, the first question is, what is this good for? And how do I succeed to do it? We are not like that. We start from the second one. First of all, how? Because we know the process. We want to learn the process. We want to repeat the process. We want to know the creation because we want to create something. So our first question is, how it's done? Because there are things that are not useful. But we want to learn them no matter what. If I show you a card trick, what is your first question? How did you do it? And you want to learn it. There is no use in that silly thing. But you want to know it first. How? How was answered? How everything is created? Remember this argument? You should remember old book. Rumi told you, if you ask me how the universe is created, your answer is, there is a spell. And logical argument will not explain it. When you open your eyes, you will see it. It's a light which will come in you, and you will know how that spell works. The second question is, the guy will say, okay, now tell me why he put it, this spirit in this piece of earth, which is me. Yeah.
He said, O Umar, what was the wisdom and mystery of imprisoning that pure one in this dirty place? The pure water has become hidden in mud. The pure spirit has become bound in bodies. Umar said, thou art making a profound inquiry. Thou art confining a meaning in a word. Thou hast imprisoned the free meaning. Thou hast bound the wind in a word. This thou hast done for a benefit, O thou who thyself art blind to the benefit of God.
This is the second answer. He said, look at you. How silly you are. You are making a very strange, bizarre argument here. You will bring all this free space of meaning in the form of a couple of words. And why did you do that? This big argument, why did you put it in a couple of words? For a use? Means your action is useful. This silly action just you did is useful, but the rest of this universe is useless? If you don't see any use of anything, don't talk.